Blog Talk Radio.
We welcome you to the All in the Word Ministry. Your host is Reverend Dorothy Hall. Thanking God as always for you all that are listening to the program and hoping and praying that it will be a spiritual blessing to you and your family. And just pass it along, and I'm going to give you the number to call or have your family to call. Those that are not in the church, they can always hear the word. And that number is 646-668-2580. That number is 646-668-2580. My church home is Living Water Restoration Church, and we're located at 508 Griffith Road in Charlotte, North Carolina. Our service every Sunday morning and from 8 to 10 a.m. If you're in that area, please feel free to drop in and pay us a visit. The bishop is Bishop Charles Sheila Jr., Pastor Evangelist Ann Shipp. And we will be so glad to see you. Also, we have another announcement. On July the 28th at 3 p.m., me, myself, will be going to the Bryan Center. And we're located, they are located at 5939 Redmond Road, and that is in Charlotte, North Carolina. And we'll be ministering there at 3 p.m. If anyone would like to come, please meet me there at 3 p.m. And we are looking forward to just giving this people some encouragement. You know, some are there, you know, they don't have family, they're coming to see them or anything. So we just want to be a spiritual blessing to them. To just encourage them that God has not forgotten. He has not forgot, and he has not forgot you and me. And he proves that every day that we wake up in the morning, the first thing we should say is, Lord, I thank you for another day. God is good. We're going to have a short prayer, and we're going to get right into the word. And I'm going to pray from the book of Psalms. Abba, Father in heaven, we come to you in the humblest manner that we know how. We realizing that you're God all by yourself. We come to you in the precious name of Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith, who is the joy of our salvation. David said, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He lead me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He lead me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Say, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Lord, we realize that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and they who dwell therein. Lord God, we are your children. We crying out to you not because you are hard of hearing or that you're going on a vacation or taking a long journey. But we are calling on you because we know that you are there all the time. You are there in the good time and in the bad time. Lord, you said in your word, I will never leave you nor forsake you. We calling on you because we need you, Lord God. We cannot get along without you. Without you, we can do nothing, Lord God. Lord God, we just love you. We just magnify your name, Lord God. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your path, Lord God. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are God of my salvation. On you do I wait all the day long. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercy and your loving kindness. For they have been ever of old. Good and upright are you, Lord. Therefore, he shall teach sinners in the way. Lord, you are God all by yourself, Lord God. Have mercy upon me according to your loving kindness, according to your mother too, or thy tender mercy. Blot out all of my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Purge me, Lord. Lord, purge me, Lord. Clean me up, Lord God. Only you can do it, Lord God. Lord God, just have mercy, Lord God. Keep me in your divine care. Keep your people, Lord God. You say it in your word, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, Lord God, I will forgive their sins and I will hear from heaven, Lord God. And you say you will heal the land, Lord God. Let your people turn back to you, Lord God. We need you, Lord God. The world is in an uproar, Lord God. Lord God, let somebody introduce them to you, Lord God, Lord God. Lord God, we know that you know all things, Lord God. You hear all things. You see all things. Nothing is hid from you, Lord God. You know what is going on in Washington, D.C., Lord God. I pray for the president, Lord God. He needs you, Lord God, right now, Lord God. Sometimes he might feel like he's all alone, Lord God. But he's not alone, Lord God. We are praying for him, Lord God, that he will be able to stand the fiery dark of the enemy, Lord God. Teach him your ways, Lord God. Let him lean and depend on you, Lord God. Lead him and guide him and teach him. Show him how to lead your people, Lord God. Show him how to lead the United States of America. Not his will be done, but thy will be done, Lord. Teach him your ways, Lord God. Let him turn to you, Lord God. Let him trust in you, Lord God. Let your people trust in you, Lord God. We can depend on you, Lord God. You will never fail, Lord God. You will never let us down, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, have mercy, Lord God. I find joy in you. I find peace in you. I find happiness in you, Lord God. And most of all, I find salvation through you, Lord God. What you've done on the cross, Lord God, gave me a right to be saved and a right to the tree of life. And not me only, but all the whole world, Lord God. Your desire is that we all repent, Lord God, and make a turn from our wicked ways and turn back to you, Lord God. And you will be our God and we will be your people, Lord God. Lord God, just have mercy, Lord God. Keep us in your divine care. Keep the people, Lord God, your people, Lord God, that sin of man, woman, boy, and girl that don't even know you, Lord God. Give us a mind to go out there, Lord, and minister to the lost sheep, Lord God, and bring them back to the fold, Lord God. Have mercy, Lord God. It could have been you. It could have been I standing on the street. Could have been our sons or our daughters standing on the street, Lord God. Just have mercy, Lord God. Lord God, just show us the way, Lord God, because you are the way, the truth, and the life. No man coming to the Father but by through you, Lord God. All our resources lies in you. Paul said, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. You are my provider. You are my great physician, Lord God. You are the healer of all manner of diseases, Lord God. Ain't nothing too hard for you, Lord God. You have this whole big world in your hand, Lord God. You made man in your own image and likeness. You hung the stars, the moon, the sun, Lord God. There's no secret what you can do, Lord God. And we just obey your word and just trust in you and keep your word, Lord God. You were blessed, Lord God. You have so much good things in store for us. You see, you withhold nothing good from us, Lord God. And we know, Lord God, our blessing comes through obedience to you, Lord God. We don't have to be in let, Lord God. We don't have to be pinching pennies, Lord God. That is not your will for us, Lord God. Your will is to bless us. You came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Lord God, have mercy. 3 John said, you want us to prosper and be in health, even as our soul prosper, Lord God. You want us to prosper. You want us to go forth. You don't want us to go back, Lord God. We're going to look to the hills for what's coming out of help. We realize that all our help comes from you, Lord God, who made the heaven and the earth, Lord God, who can do all things. There's nothing too hard for you, Lord God. Jeremiah says, there's anything too hard for God. So I know the thoughts you think towards us, thoughts to do us good and not our evil, to give us hope in a future, Lord God. Lord God, just have mercy, Lord God. Keep those that's in the nursing home, Lord God. Let them know that there is someone who cares, Lord God, and you care for your people, Lord God. You will not leave us, not forsake us, Lord God. You are there all the time, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you. I praise you. I magnify your name because you're God all by yourself. If we just lean and depend on you, Lord God, and not ourselves, Lord God, but put our complete trust in you like a newborn babe trusts his mother. Let us trust you, Lord God, and look to you from all our resources, Lord God. It's come from you, Lord God. All we need lies in you, Lord God. Most of all, save your people, Lord God. Save your people. Lord God, just have mercy. Not my will be done, but thy will be done. You are God all by yourself, Lord God. You could do anything you decide to do. You could have cut us off years past and gone, but because of the love and your mercy and your grace, you kept us a little while longer. And that alone enough is enough for us to just say, Lord, I just thank you. I can't do nothing without you, Lord God. I can't do too much for you, Lord God. I can't give you enough, Lord God. But what I have, I give it to you, Lord God. I give myself to you, Lord God. I'm not on my own. I was bought with a price, and that price was the precious blood that Jesus shed on the hill of Calvary. Thank you for the blood that you shed, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you for salvation. Thank you. Thank you. I thank you, Lord God. Now, Lord God, let the words in my mouth, meditation in my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my strength, my redeemer, in the precious name of Jesus the Christ, I pray. And I'm going to look to the Lord with all my heart. I can't do nothing apart from God. He's head of my life. He's not the center. He is the head. And what we're talking about today, sometimes I just get a little carried away there. That's all right. God been good to me. He been mighty good to me. He have forgiven me all the things that I've done, not that shouldn't have done. He have forgiven me. And I thank God for the blood that Jesus Christ shed on the hill of Calvary. Pay our sin debt was paid in full. When he said, Father, it is finished. It is finished. Drop this head in the locks of the show. Until your hand, Lord, I commence my spirit. He arose with all power in heaven and earth in his hand. He can do anything that he desires to do. God gave him that power. Lord have mercy. You all just don't know how good God is. If you just realize how good God is, you will cry out of happiness, out of joy. Just knowing how loving he is, how merciful he is, how forgiving he is. He's not like man. When he forgives, he wipes the slate clean. He wiped it clean. Our sin debt paid in full. He's not going to do it no more. When he come back, he's going to be our judge. When he come back. And he is coming back again. And by the things that are going on according to the scripture, he is soon to come. So be like Hezekiah. Set your house in order, because he is surely coming back soon. Won't be long. And I want to be ready. If I'm here, I want to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. And I want you to be caught up to meet him in the air. Live your life. Let the life you live speak for you. You don't have to go around carrying no Bible. You don't have to, everybody you meet, say praise the Lord. Just let the life you live speak for itself. And let the life you live line up with the word of God. Obey his word. Keep his commandments. I dare you this day to obey God's word. Every word that you know in the scripture, obey his word. And see, oh God, open up all the blessings that he has for his people. He might not come when you want him, but he's right on time. He's an on-time God. Sometimes we don't see no way through. But the way is already made. He has already made the way. That's why we walk by faith and not by sight. Just a nugget. Growing through temptation. We're coming from James 1. I'm going to read 12 through 5. First of all, temptation is a desire to do something wrong. It's enticement, attraction, draw, or either pull you. James 1. That blessed is the man who endure temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life. Just hold on and endure. We got to have endurance. We got to be able to go through something. But you know what? There's nothing too hard for God. God will bring you through any kind of tragedy, death, or whatever. He will bring you through if you just give it to him and put your trust in him and don't go back and pick it up. He will bring you through any temptation, which the Lord has promised to them who love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil. Neither tempt he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away in his own lust. That's when he is tempted, when he is drawn away. Because the Bible says, submit yourself unto God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. But first you got to submit to God. When he is drawn away in his own lust and enticed, then when lust has conceived, it brings forth sin. All unrighteousness is sin. If it ain't right, it's wrong. If it's wrong, it's sin. When it is finished, it brings forth death, spiritual death, and sometimes a physical death. Temptation simply provides the choice. That's what temptation do. It gives you a choice to do right or wrong. Temptation, while temptation is Satan's primary weapon to destroy you. And John 10:10, that thief come not but to steal, to kill, and destroy. Am come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly. God wants us to have life and have it more abundantly. Much. Satan, this is what Satan wants to do. He wants to steal your joy. He wants to steal your peace. And he wants to steal your happiness. Do you think Satan wants to see you happy? No. He wants to see you miserable, upset, crying, don't know what to do. Instead of looking to God for whence all your help comes from, all our help comes from the Lord, not Satan. It comes from the Lord. God, Satan wants to destroy you, but God wants to develop you. He want to shape you. He want to mold you. I just said, I am the potter. I mean, God is the potter, and I am the clay. Cannot the potter do what he will with the clay? No matter what you have done, go to God and ask him, Lord, I've sinned. I have come short of the glory of God. Restore me, forgive me, restore me back into the right relationship with you. And it is done. God don't think about it. He does it. He don't want to see you upset, don't know what to do, don't know what to do. And James tells us, cast all your cares upon him because he cares. God knows that we can't handle all this stuff that's going on in our lives. He knows we can't handle it. That's why he wants us to give it to him and let him carry the load. Why should you carry the load when he wants to carry it for you? Let it go. Give it to God. God can do more with it than you ever could. Let God solve your problem. Don't try to solve it yourself. Give it to God. Let him solve it. He will put into your spirit what to do. If he wants you to do something, he will let you know what to do. Every time you choose to do good instead of sin, you are growing in the character of Christ. When you choose to do good instead of sin, you are growing in the characteristic of Christ. The most concise description of his character is the fruit. When the Holy Spirit controls our life, he will produce this kind of fruit. And that is the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, and self-control. That's what it will produce. Growing through temptation. This is what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 10:13. And listen to what he says. He said, there has no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God, he is faithful. He will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way that you may be able to bear it. The old saying is, he don't put no more on you than you are able to bear. Let God develop the fruit of the Spirit in your life by allowing you to experience circumstances in which you are tempted to express the exact opposite quality. Character development always involves a choice, and temptation provides that opportunity. See, God teaches us love by putting some unlovely people around us. And listen to me good. It takes no character to love people who are lovely and loving to you. But God teaches us real joy in the midst of sorrow. When we turn to him, happiness depends on external circumstances. But joy is the base on your relationship with God. Let God be head in your life not the center, the head. When we learn real peace by choosing to trust God, that's when we learn real peace. If we keep our mind stayed on Him, He will keep us in perfect peace. That's in Isaiah. You can't claim to be good if you have never been tempted to be bad. You can't claim to be faithful if you have never had the opportunity to be unfaithful. Integrity is built by defeating temptation. How temptation works, Satan is entirely predictable. You know how he's predictable? He brings the same old line to you all the time. He never have nothing new. He know how to get your attention. And he brings the same thing over and over and over again. He is very predictable. He has used the same strategy and old trick since creation. All temptation follow the same pattern. Don't let Satan get the advantage of you. Satan should not get the advantage of us. While we are not, we are important, are not ignorant of his devices. If he tried to tempt Jesus, what makes you think he would? He don't have no respect for persons. He been doing it for over 2,000 years. Don't debate with Satan. Don't argue with Satan, because he is better at it than you could ever be. Don't be like Eve in the Garden of Eden. Temptation starts when Satan suggests with a thought. He always gets in your mind, get in your thoughts. But you can resist that thinking on pure things, honest things, thinking on God, thinking about Christ, on what he done at the cross. When he bring them thoughts to your mind, just get called on the name of Jesus. I dare you to call on the name of Jesus. We think temptation lies around us, but God said it began within us. Temptation always starts in the mind. This is what Paul said in Romans 7 and 8. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwells no good thing. While the world is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find out. For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not do, that I do. Now, if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwells in me. How temptation works. Step one, Satan identifies a desire inside of you. Step two is doubt. Step three is deception. Satan is incapable of telling the truth. He is called the father of lies. Step four is disobedience. Overcoming temptation. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, as I told you. That is in James 4 and 7. And he will flee. Temptation is a sign that Satan hates you. Satan don't care about you, me, nobody else. He hates us. And he wants us to turn to him instead of God. He ain't got nothing. He came to steal, kill, and destroy you. But Christ came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Lean and depend on God. And it will flee from you. May God bless you. May God keep you. May heaven smile upon you. If you run with God, he will run with you. And just remember that it's all in the Word. God bless, and we'll be back here next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Tell your friends and your family about this broadcast. God bless.